听听我们第二次来讲荣耀的真理和经历。
Today, this will be the second session talking about the doctrine and the experience of glory.
我们先来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few of Bible verses together.
哥林多后书三章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9.
若是定罪的执事有荣耀，那称义的执事荣耀就一发大了。
For if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness excel in glory.
那从前有荣耀的，因着极大的荣耀，就算不得荣耀了。
For indeed,What had glory in this case has no glory because the glory that surpasses it.
若那废掉的有荣耀，这长存的就更有荣耀。
For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory.
十八节
Verse 18
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣耀。
But we all,
就好像你看
with unveiled faces,
好像从镜子反照
looking us in the mirror,
就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同主的灵变成的
are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
以弗所书三章十六节
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们里面的人刚强起来。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
是基督因信住在你们心里。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
叫你们爱在爱里生根立基。
And that you being rooted and grounded in love.Be able to.
我们读以弗所第五章
Ephesians chapter 5,
二十六节到二十七节
Verse 26 to 27.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
这句话，用水借着道，应该原文是用道中的水将教会洗净。
This verse, it should be, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word.
献给自己做个荣耀的教会
that he might present to himself the church in all her glory
好恶玷污皱纹等类的病
having no spot nor or wrinkle or any such thing
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
but that she would be holy and blameless
听我在简述三章十六节
First Timothy 3:16
大在敬虔的奥秘
Great is the mystery of godliness
无人不以为然
He was revealed in the flesh.
就是神在肉身显现。
He who was revealed in the flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Was vindicated in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
被传与外邦。
Proclaimed among the nations.
被世人信服。
Believed on in the world.
被记在荣耀里。
Taken up in glory.
我们再读腓立比书三章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 21.
三十节到三十一节。
30 to 31.
我们却是天上的国民。
For our citizenship is in heaven.
并且等候救主
from which we also eagerly wait for Savior,
就是主耶稣基督从天上降临
The Lord Jesus Christ,
他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们的卑贱身体改变形状，和自己荣耀身体相似。
Who will transform the body of our lowly condition into conformity with his glorious body by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
希伯来书第一章第三节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse
3. 他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the radiance of his glory.
是神本体的真相
and the exact representation of his nature.
常用他全能的命令托住万有
and upholds all things by the word of his power.
他洗净了人的罪
when he had made the purification of sins,
就坐在高天至大者的右面
he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
三章，对不起，二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.
只救他们的元帅。因受的苦难得以完全本是合宜的
To perfect the originator of their salvation through sufferings.
三章第三节
Chapter 3, verse 3.
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
好像建造房屋的比房屋更荣耀。
By just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
因为房屋必有人建造。
Because the house must be built by someone.
但建造万有的就是神。
And the one who built all things is God.
好，我们圣经就读到这里。
And this ends our Bible reading.
我们上一次讲到荣耀。
Last time we talked about glory.
荣耀在圣经里面是最重要的事。
And glory is the most important thing in the Bible.
这对于我每一个神的儿女。有很大太大的关系。
It's very relevant to all the children of God.
荣耀是什么呢
？And what is glory?
我们上次就讲过，荣耀就是神自己。
And we talked about the last time, the glory is God Himself.
神是荣耀。
God is a glory.
神显现出来的时候叫做荣耀。
When God is revealed, that is the glory.
神的儿子是荣耀。
And Son of God is glory.
这是圣经所讲的荣耀。
And that's the glory Bible talks about.
听见人所讲的荣耀，都是虚假的荣耀。
The glory today people talk about, they are all fake glory, false glory.
根本算不得荣耀。
They are not glory at all.
在希伯来书第一章说到主是神的荣耀。
In Hebrews chapter 1, it talks about the Lord is the glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the radiance of his glory.
是神本体的真相。
And the exact representation of his nature.
就主就是荣耀。
Because the Lord is glory.
道成肉身来到地上。
When a word became a flesh,
好像太阳是荣耀。
Just like the sun is the radiance.
现在太阳光照耀出来了。
And when the sun shines,
这是荣耀。
And that's the glory.
主耶稣在约翰一章自己所说的话。
And the Lord said in John chapter 1,
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God at any time.
只有在父怀中的独生神将他彰显。
The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father,
he has explained to him.
When the word became flesh,
来到地上。
When he came to this world,
他就是真神。
And he is the true God.
他是独一的神。
And he is the only God.
在他之外，你看不见神。
Apart from him, there's no other God.
主来到地上，叫神成为人能看见的神。
And when the Lord came to this world, he became the God who can be seen.
是人能够明白的神。
He is the God that people can comprehend.
是我们能够接受的神。
It's the God that we can receive or accept.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the radiance of his glory.
是神本体的真相。
And the exact representation of his nature.
对，出来到地上，他只做两件大的事。
There were only two great things that Lord did when he came to this world.
主做的最大的事不是那些神迹奇事。
The greatest thing he did is not those signs and wonders.
主做的第一件大事，彰显神。
The first great thing he did is to manifest God.
从他来到地上，把神彰显得完全。
He manifested God completely in this world.
是我们能看得见神。
He's the God that we can see.
是我们能明白神。
It's the God that we can comprehend.
也是我们能接受神。
And also, the God that we can accept.
他第二件大事，他留下一个脚重。
And the second great thing, that he did is to leave behind his footprints.
他一生的年日并不长。
His whole life, wasn't that long.
一共33年半。
It was only, 33 and a half years.
但是他留下一个最美好的脚重。
But he left behind the most perfect footsteps.
是2000年教会能够跟着他的脚重行。
And for 2000 years, the church can follow his footsteps.
是我们神的儿女都能跟他脚重行。
As well as all the children of God.
好， 所以领哥林多后书三章保罗受到教会中的执事的工作。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul talks about the ministry of church.
保罗受到自己的工作。
And talk about his own work, his own ministry.
受到两。
So Paul said something really important.
主就是那灵。
And, the Lord is a spirit.
那主的灵在那里，哪里就得以自由。
And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
我们众人敞着脸看见主的荣耀。
And we all, with unveiled faces, we can look at the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子反照。
Looking as in a mirror,
就荣上加荣,
are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
好像从主的灵变成的,
just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
所以我们侍奉神,
so when we serve the Lord,
我们传扬主的信息,
we share his gospel,
我们必须要讲主。
We have to talk about the Lord.
我们讲主一定要有圣灵的膏油。
And we must have an anointment from the Holy Spirit.
我们讲的主能给人启示。
The Lord we talk about can give revelation to others.
我们讲的主一定要受经历。
And it has to be based on our own experiences.
从启示和经历来讲主。
We talk about the Lord based on revelation and experience.
圣灵就会做最好的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will do the best work.
圣灵就能讲主启示在这里面。
When we talk about the Lord, the revelation is within.
也让主成为所有神儿女的经历。
So the Lord can become the experience, that every children of, every child of God has.
主就是那位圣灵。
And the Lord is the Spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得到自由。
And where the, Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
所以我们讲主就有能力。
So that's why when we talk about the Lord, we have the power.
我解开人的捆绑。
And we can unbind people.
叫人得到在圣灵里的自由。
And they can receive the freedom in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
我们讲的主能给人启示。
The Lord we talk about can give a revelation.
叫人的眼睛都开了，看见。
So their eyes...Their eyes can be opened and see God.
而这里说，我们众人敞着脸看见主的荣耀。
And here it says, we all with unveiled faces,
就好像从镜子反照。
Looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord.
地上加荣。
From glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
对我们活在教会里面真的非常重要。
This is so important for us to stay in the church. Met the Lord in the meetings.
好像从镜子反照。
Looking as in the mirror.
荣上加荣。
And from glory to glory.
有一直更多的得着主。
And we can receive more of more from the Lord.
就会叫我们整个人改变。
And this will change us entirely.
叫我们生命改变向主了。
So our life can be changed and to be more like the Lord.
我们越过越多的改变。
And the longer we live, the more change we will have.
所以这就是这里说的荣上加荣。
And here is what it says, from glory to glory.
如同从主的灵变成的。
Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
到了以弗所第三章，他一段主荣耀的工作。
And then in Ephesians chapter 3, it talks about the glorious work of the Lord.
最荣耀工作是什么呢？
And what is the most glorious work of the Lord?
叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
So, our inner man can be strengthened.
这是保罗常常用的话。
And this is Paul's word that he used often.
说到里面的人，也说到外面的人。
Talks about the inner man and the outer man.
什么叫做外面的人？
And what is the outer man?
我们的身体当然是外面的人。
Of course, our body is the outer, the outward.
我们身体里面住着我们的魂。
And inside, within our body, there's our soul.
魂也是外面的人。
Even soul is outward.
魂并且是外面的人最主要的一部分。
And so it's the most, the main parts of our outer man.
魂三个部分组织起来的。
The soul is composed by three parts.
第一，我们的思想。
And first, our mind.
第二，我们的情感。
And second, our emotion.
第三，我们的意志。
And the third one is the will.
我们的思想所想的都是外面的事。
In our mind, what we can think about is all external.
我们的情感，爱或是不爱，都是外面的事。
And our emotion, our feeling, or love or not love, they are all external.
我们的意志决定的要或者不要，也都是外面的事。
And the decision made by based on our will, that is also external.
魂也属于外面的人。
So the soul belongs to the outer man.
并且是外面人中间最主要的一部分。
And soul is the most important part in the outer man.
什么叫做里面的人？
And what is the inner man?
只有我们基督徒有里面的人。
Only Christians have the inner self.
里面的人就是我们最里面的灵。
And the inner man is the spirit in the deepest part.
而加上住在我们灵里面的主。
And plus the Lord dwelling in our spirit.
我们的灵加上主，那就是里面，外面的人太刚强。
The outer man is too strong.
而里面的人太软弱。
But the inner man is too weak.
去做世界的事都很好。
And we are good at worldly things.
而做属灵的事就完全软弱无力，没有能力了。
And we're often so weak.And incapable when we face the spiritual things.
所以保罗祷告，要主的荣耀，叫他们里面的人刚强起来。
So that's why Paul prayed, the inner man can be strengthened with the power through his spirit.
所以我们自己也负很大的责任。
We have to also take a lot of responsibility.
我们要多和主有交通。
We should often have a fellowship with the Lord.
我们多活在主里面。
And live more in the Lord.
这就叫我们里面的人刚强了。
So that's how our inner man can be strengthened.
里面的人刚强有两个功用。
When the inner man is strengthened, there are two functions.
一个属于信心，一个属于爱心。
One is a faith, the other one is love.
叫我们因信让主住在我们里面。
So that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
那就受到主在我们里面掌权。
This is talking about how the Lord can reign in us.
另外一位是个爱。
The other thing is the love.
我们在爱里面生根立基。
And we being rooted and grounded in love.
我们生根在爱里面。
Because we are rooted and grounded in love.
我能够吸收主的爱。
We can absorb the love of the Lord.
根基立在主的爱里面。
If we set our roots and the foundation in love,
在这里我们可以往上建造起来。
And upward, we can build up more.
所以这个圣灵的荣耀非常重要的工作，叫里面的人刚强。
And that's a very important work of the Holy Spirit is to strengthen our inner man.
到了以弗所第五章，所非常重要一段话。
And then in the Ephesians chapter 5, there's also a very important verses.
主要把荣耀建造他的教会里面。
Because the Lord will build his church in glory.
这是很重要的话。
And this is a very important verse.
保罗说主为教会舍己。
And Paul said the Lord gave himself up for the church.
用道中的水将教会洗净。
And he sanctified the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
道中的水。
Water with the word.
道就是神的话。
And the word.Of God.
水来洗教会。
And cleanse the church by the washing of water with the word.
把教会洗得干净。
And to sanctify the church.
成为圣洁。
Would be holy.
而成为荣耀的教会可以归给自己。
And present to himself the glorious church.
而主这个洗的工作两件事产生两件事。
By the washing, two outcomes, two results.
一个把我们天然生命不好的东西洗掉。
And wash away our natural self.
一面把主的生命洗到我们里面来。
And the other side is to wash the life of the Lord into us.
让我们能够得到主生命的丰富和能力。
So we can receive His richness and power.
以弗所第四章就讲这两件事。
And this is talk about in the Ephesians chapter 5.
用道中的水。把教会洗净。
By the washing of water with the word.
叫我们都没有玷污、皱纹等类的病。
So, we will have no spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
玷污除了外面的。
Spot refers to, the external things.
而皱纹除了里面的。
And wrinkles refers to the internal.
玷污是在我们教会的世界里面经过。
And spots talk about how church goes through in the world.
我们的世界沾染了一切的污秽。
And we are contaminated by the filth in the world.
主就用道中的水把我们的玷污洗净。
And the Lord will wash the church with the water of the word.
皱纹不是外面的。
And the wrinkle is not outward.
皱纹从我们生命里面产生的。
Wrinkle is generated by our life.
怎么一个人会有皱纹？
Why does someone have wrinkles?
他的年纪大起来了。
Because of the aging process.
他身体衰残的时候
，when his body become weaker and weaker，
他身上就产生皱纹了。
Then wrinkle appear on his body。
皱纹是到我们的天然生命。
And wrinkle talks about our natural life。
天然生命都会衰老了。
Because our natural life will all age。
从天然生命一定会产生皱纹。
Because the natural life will generate wrinkles。
就皱纹就是到我们的天然生命所显出来的一切的现象。
And wrinkle shows how our natural life, the aging process of our natural life.
那主怎么办？
And what did the Lord do? What does the Lord wants to do?
主用道中的水把教会洗干净，把我们的皱纹也洗掉。
And washing away all our wrinkles.
所以你看见一个基督徒啊。
When you see a Christian,
让他住在主里面的经历很好。
If he has a good experience dwelling in the Lord,
他外面的身体会衰老。
His body may be getting older and older.
里面的生命不衰老。
But his life will not.
越过越新鲜。
And the more he lives, the fresher his life will be.
越过越有能力。
And the more power also.
这是我们所追求的。
And this is what we want to pursue.
所以这段圣经很重要，主为我们舍己。
So this verse is really important. The Lord gave himself for us.
主要用道中的水。主话语里面的生命把教会洗干净。
The Lord will sanctify the church and cleanse her by the washing of water with the word.
这个洗的工作。
And this work of washing.
能把我们外面的污秽和里面生命的衰老都洗掉。
It will wash away all our external spot or the
另外一面把主的生命加入教会里面。
But also, pour the life of the Lord into church.
这两面的工作就教会成为圣洁。
So by, these two sides of work, the church can be sanctified.
就叫教会成为一个荣耀的教会。
The church can be a glorious, church.
我们才能够成为基督的心腹。
Then we can be the bride of Christ.
我们可以献给主。
And we can be presented to the Lord.
最后就是新耶路撒冷出现了。
In the end, the New Jerusalem will appear.
教会完全洗干净。
That's when the church is completely cleansed.
成为一个圣洁的教会。
And to be a holy church.
成为一个荣耀的教会。
A glorious church.
这就是圣经当中最后所提的事。
And this is mentioned in the end of the Bible.
教会要进入荣耀了。
The church will enter into glory.
下面我们看见在腓立比三章。
In Philippians chapter 3,
就到主的救恩达到高峰。
And how the salvation of the Lord reached a peak.
保罗说我们是天上的公民。
And Paul said our citizenship is in heaven.
保罗用了一个最时髦的字叫做 citizenship, 叫公民权。
And he used a very modern word, which is a citizenship.
我们是美国公民。
We are the U.S. citizen.
我们有美国的公民权。
So we have the U.S. citizenship.
不久以前我们选过总统。
Not very long ago, we just voted for the president.
我们有公民权，我们能去选总统。
Because we have a citizenship, so we can vote.
但是公民权不只限总统，很多公民权。
There are other parts of the citizenship.
那我们是天上的公民。
But we are the citizens in heaven.
天上的公民有天上的公民权。
And the heavenly citizens has the citizenship in heaven.
天上的公民权更大了。
And the heavenly citizenship is even greater.
天上的公民权。
And here in Philippians 3, talk about the greatest citizenship.
我们能够等候救主。
We can wait for a savior.
就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
And the Lord Jesus Christ who descend from heaven.
我们的生活什么生活？
What kind of life we have on earth?
我们是等候救主再来的生活。
Our life is to wait for the Savior.
当救主再来的时候，
When the Savior comes,
我们的公民权到了高峰了。
That would be the peak of our citizenship.
也就是主的救恩到了高峰了。
And that's also the peak of his salvation.
他要用万有归附自己的大能。
And with the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。
So he will transform the body of our lowly condition.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
Into conformity with his glorious body.
这是救恩到了高峰了。
That's this is the peak of salvation.
我们的身体改变形状了。
Our body can be transformed.
那是等到主再来的时候一定要发生的事。
This is something must happen when the Lord comes again.
我们卑贱的身体改变形状。
Our body, the body of our lowly condition will be transformed.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
Into conformity with his glorious body.
这是主来的时候发生的。
And this, this will happen when the Lord comes again.
今天我们活在地上。
Today when we live in this world.
我们学习在里面和主交通。
We have to learn to have fellowship with the Lord inside.
经历主的浩大的救恩。
And experience his great salvation.
要我们里面的生命改变。
So our inner life can be changed.
要我们的魂越过越改变向主。
So our soul can be changed and more to be like the Lord.
我们的魂向主是我们活在地上最大的一件事。
How to make our soul to be more like the Lord is the most important thing on earth.
当一天主来了，我们就要经历我们的身体改变。
On the day that the Lord came comes, we will experience the transformation of our body.
那我们身体改变，神的儿女也不一样了。
And when our body is transformed, we will all be different.
我们的荣耀有多少？
How much glory that we have?
要根据我们今天的魂改变的。
It's based on how much our soul can be changed today.
我们的魂改变越多，荣光越大。
The more our soul is changed, the more glory that we may have.
保罗说，日有日的荣光。
Paul said, the sun has its glory.
日有日的荣光。
The moon has its own glory.
星有星的荣光。
And the stars have their own glory.
这星和那星的荣光也不都不一样。
The glory we are to have in the future will be different.
所以我们要知道今天我们追求主是多重要的事。
So we have to know, it's so important that today, how we pursue the Lord.
我们常和主交通。
If we have a fellowship with the Lord very often.
常跟随主。
And often follow the Lord.
常经历主。
And often experience the Lord.
就叫我们的魂改变。
So this is how our soul can be changed.
魂改变自己不大觉得。
We may not feel how much our soul has changed.
但是外面的人可以看出来的。
But others can see.
这位弟兄，这位姊妹，他越来越改变了。
We can see, we can tell how this brother or sister has changed.
就改变向主了。
And, he or she has changed more, to be like the Lord.
这件事情太重要了。
And this is such an important matter.
要影响到永远的。
It has, it will affect the eternity.
当主来的时候，我们身体改变，根据我们的魂改变了。
And when the Lord comes, how our body is transformed will also based on how our soul is transformed today.
今天我们的魂改变的多，将来的荣光就大。
And today, the more transformation our soul has, the greater glory one day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天追求主多重要。
So it's so important for us to pursue the Lord.
经历主多重要。
And it's so important to experience the Lord.
要影响到永远。
Because the impact will be forever.
真是要盼望我们能够好好的活在主里面。
So hope we can all live in the, dwell in the Lord.
好，希伯来书特别说到主的救恩最美的一本书。
And, book of Hebrews talk about the salvation of the Lord.
希伯来书最多用那个字就是更美 ,better.
And, the word better is used many times in the, Hebrews.
希伯来书12次说到更美。
And, Hebrews, talk about the better 12 times.
而希伯来书二章说最大的更美。
And, chapter 2 talks about the greatest, better.
这主来到地上的使命。
And talks about the mission, why the Lord, came to this world.
主为什么来到地上呢？
Why did the Lord, come to this world?
钉十字架不是主的使命。
And the cross, is not his, mission.
但是主要做成他救恩的一个手续。
And that's just a, procedure, the process, to achieve his salvation.
你复活也不是主的使命。
And not even the, resurrection.
主的儿子本来是不能被死吞灭的。
And the Son of God, can never be swallowed by death.
他一定要复活的。
He must, rise.
主升到宝座，升到天上，登上宝座，也不是他的使命。
And, ascension or enthroned is not, are not his, mission either.
主本来就从荣耀里来的。
Because the Lord came from glory.
主来到地上最伟大的使命。
And the most important, mission for him to, come to this world.
希伯来书二章第十节讲的。
It's, mentioned in, Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10.
他要带领众子进荣耀。
In bringing many sons to glory.
这是主的使命。
And this is, the mission of the Lord.
主来到地上，为着一个使命，就要带领众子进荣耀。
The, main, mission that why he came to earth, is to bring many sons to glory.
当主再来的时候，
When he comes again,
那就是众子进荣耀的时候到了。
That's a time, the sons will enter into glory.
主的使命完成了。
And that's, when his, mission is, completed.
而今天我们活在地上。
And today, when we still live on the earth,
我们一生的经历
all our life experiences,
最主要的经历
the most important experience,
就是主改变我们的生命
is for the Lord to change our life.
我们更多得着主的启示
we can receive more of his revelation,
更多经历生命的经历
and experience more of his life.
我们就越过越改变向主。
And the more we will be, changed to be like the Lord.
所以今天我们神儿女的生活太重要了。
So, the life of, children of God is so important.
我们要好好地跟随主。
We have to, follow the Lord carefully.
我们要好好地顺服主。
We have to, follow or obey the Lord.
我们有更多主的经历。
And, to obtain more experience from the Lord.
因为我们一生都在改变。
So our life can, be constantly changing.
改变像主那样。
And to be changed, to be more like, the Lord.
等到主回来了。
When the Lord, comes back,
就看见我们今生的经历有多重要了。
He will see how important are, the change in our lifetime.
主要带领众子进荣耀了。
Because he will, bring, the sons into glory.
那就是我们的身体改变向主的时候了。
And that's when our body will be transformed to be more like the Lord.
都在于我们今生的经历。
They're all based on, the experiences in our, lifetime here.
我们更多看见主。
So we can, meet, the Lord more.
我们更多经历主。
And experience the Lord more.
就是我们要进入主的荣耀。
So, one day we can, enter into the glory.
最重要的事就在我们今生生活的经历。
And the most important thing is the experience we gain in this lifetime.
但是我们彼此劝勉。
May we encourage each other.
我们好好的顺服主。
And obey the Lord.
在我们日常最小的生活上顺服主。
And, obey the Lord, even on the, least things.
等到主来了，我们就一同和主在荣耀里。
When the Lord, comes again, we will be in glory with Him.
今天我们的话停在这里。
And this ends our, session today.
高高举起主旌旗。